Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Welcome back. It's Thursday. I'm on my way to Chicago. You didn't ask, but I tell you anyways. Almost to the airport. And I was listening to sports radio. Man, I love it when LeBron loses. I know that's not what we're here to talk about, but man, can we just say it is great. It is just great. I mean, I love it. So in basketball news today, Brian Colangelo's, who is VP, I think, or president of the Philadelphia 76ers, he just resigned. And so I'm going to get to that story, but here we go. Here's the question. This came from a parent. So last week's episode kind of is a little crazy. It's the most downloaded episode yet. Maybe we struck a nerve talking about social media. I talked about Lil Tay. So I got an update on that as well. But here's the question. And it's in regards to direct messaging on Instagram. So those of you who don't know what that is, I mean, it's messaging somebody directly on within an app. How can I see what photos are sent? When I go to click on them, they're gone. It's because they're disappeared. So when I send you a message, if I post on Instagram publicly, everybody sees it. If I send you a message privately, I can choose you to allow to replay it or to only watch it once. And what happens is, I mean, Instagram's brilliant. They just took this thing from Snapchat, which has been doing it for years on the idea of just disappearing messages. So to this parent that has asked the question, you can't go replay that. And so you could see that there's some photos being sent, but when you go to click on it or replay the video, you have no idea what that is. Now, you can follow the conversation and you can see the text. For some reason, you can't see the photo. So like, let's say it's between a boy and a girl. Hey, show me your boobs. No. Oh, please, emoji. Okay, and there's a photo. There's probably a high chance that photo's not of her sandwich at lunch today. So you can kind of have some know-how based on how the conversation goes. Chances are there's not just boobs or penis photos just randomly without some context, but you never know these days, kids these days, or adults these days. So for you, I think the best case is always going to be if this is a parent to a child, a husband to a wife, hey, what are you doing? And what is this message? You know, there's a good chance that could be on their camera roll. It could be saved somewhere else. So I wish I had a shortcut for you, but nothing's going to get to the truth faster than you just confronting somebody in your house about that. But that leads me to this kind of bigger conversation today. Like, the internet continues to fascinate me in good and bad ways. Like, we don't get, grown adults don't get this. So why do we think kids get this? So I'm continuing to be fascinated that we keep posting things or doing things online that are going to come back to you. So mom is trying to find the photo that maybe somebody sent to her son. You can't. But your son got it, and he screenshotted it, and he sent it to somebody else. So there's record of everything. Well, I take that back. There's the possibility of a record of everything you do online. And I think people just think, well, that's just not going to happen. Or, hey, it's my platform, it's my audience, I can say whatever I want to say with no consequences. So in the last week, we saw Roseanne Barr tweet something you know, racially divisive and cruel. I mean, but I also remember Roseanne Barr from like a kid, and she was crazy, like with her mouth. Like she just, like I remember her singing the national anthem at a baseball game, and you're like, why would you give this lady a microphone to sing? It was horrible. Google that. I'm sure it's online. But she's always been outspoken. And so there wasn't Twitter in the 80s or the 90s, whenever that show was. Now there's Twitter, and she takes to Twitter, and immediately she's fired. And so, you know, my kids in the industry, I kind of get how this whole thing works. There's like 200-something people that lost their job because of what she did. You know, I think they pulled from syndication past episodes. So anybody getting paid on those previous episodes is now not going to get paid. So it's like a major bummer because you thought you have to just do this and your best method was to do it online. And there's going to be consequences. Like, it's real stuff when you get fired, you know, hours after a tweet. And I think, you know, if you've got kids, they don't understand this. Oh, I can just do this, say this with no regard for any sort of consequences. And I think we just got to be smarter. We got to be better. We, you know, I think we live in a very politically correct world. Things you could say 20 years ago, for some reason you can't say today. I'm not talking about what Roseanne Barr said. Like, I'm talking about just in context. Like, we're much, like when the Simpsons are apologizing for something on an episode, but like 20 years ago on a Simpsons show, like nobody would even blink. I was at a stand-up comedy thing the other night, and I even think comics, like to me, there should, like stand-up comedy, if you want to filter that and make that politically correct, well, it's probably not, nothing's going to be funny anymore. And so I think there's certain industries to me, that shouldn't have to watch everything they say. So guarded. You know, somebody even said to me, Craig, oh, you know, on your podcast, like, you said this, and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And it's just like, dude, I don't write this stuff down. I answer questions. I think about it. I respond. Like, it's just fresh. It's there. It's on the top of my head, and I'm speaking it. I didn't spend 2 years writing a book, you know, on this podcast. I'm just giving you my honest thoughts, and some of that might be rough. Some of that might not be politically correct. And I've never subscribed to that thought that we have to be politically correct. But I think our world today, you know, it's very politically correct in some of these areas. But yet, then you just see people that are using social media or you're using the internet or your audience and just doing very stupid things. So, you know, what we saw in this last week was here's one lady because of a tweet loses her job and 200 plus people. Like the highest rated show I think that ABC had. Now it's gone. Brian Colangelo's wife supposedly had 4 or 5 Twitter accounts that were like disguised as like Philly Sixers accounts. And she was tweeting, bad-mouthing players, bad-mouthing, you know, a number of things. And it turns out she's the wife of Brian, who's, you know, the head of basketball operations. So she's saying things cruelly about players. She's saying things that maybe people think, but, like, your husband's in charge. And he denies it. They thought it was him. Comes out that it's her. So this guy just resigns. He basically lost his job. I mean, he quit. He's going to get fired because of what his wife did now. And I totally agree. Like, yeah, you know, the guy's kind of lost his influence because of this. Who knows about their marriage now? Like, what that looks like. Or if he was really in on it. I don't know the guy. So all I could do is speculate and go, man, maybe, you know, maybe she just did this. But there's a chance. I mean, I'm married. You tell your wife things, and, you know, you talk to your wife on a different level than anybody else about work, you know, coworkers and your job and whatnot. So you know, there's a high chance that some of those things that she's tweeting, she heard right directly from her husband. But why, as a grown adult, a woman, do you take to Twitter in a fake account and start sharing all that stuff? You know how they found her? Somebody typed in her phone number on Twitter. And she used her phone number for the recovery, I guess, password. Or, you know, today how you have to do two-step authentication on so many things. And then they tracked it back to her email address. And then people just ratted her out. And I haven't heard her defense. I don't know what's going on there. But I say all that to say is, like, here's grown... Actually, there's two women, you know, Roseanne and then Colangelo's wife. Basically, because of both things on Twitter, they've lost jobs because of these tweets. You know, years ago during the NBA Finals, right after I think the Warriors won. I love the Warriors. My dad grew up like diehard Warrior fan. Man, he died before they got good again. He used to always tell me, "Oh, back in the day." Well, dude, Dad, they sucked for so long, and we always got the paper from the San Francisco Chronicle just so he could read about the Warriors and the 49ers. And now that they're great, I mean, it's great. It's great to watch them beat LeBron. All that to say is, like, I think a couple years ago, Draymond Green accidentally sent a penis shot out on Snapchat, and a bunch of people got it. Accidentally. Like... accidentally, I shared the wrong thing. Accidentally, I took this photo. Like, these are grown adults. And every day, we're seeing grown adults make tremendous mistakes when it comes to social media and when it comes to the internet. Don't you think your kids are going to do the same? And not even, like, they're not going to understand the consequence. They're not going to understand. I mean, what was it? It's the kid that... I think it's Josh Rosen. He's a guy. No, I'm going to screw that up. It's not. It's a kid who got drafted this year in the NFL. And I guess when he was getting drafted, right, the night before his biggest day of his life, getting drafted in the NFL, he's going to go top 10. Somebody found tweets from when he was a high schooler, and there were kind of racial. I mean, the NFL is, I think, 75% African-American. And so there was racist comments from this quarterback of, you know, a huge college team that's going to get drafted and play in a league. But, man, you're walking into that situation going, well, do we take this guy now? And, you know, he had a good I don't ever want to say there's a good explanation for racial comments, but, like, you know, oh, I'm a kid. Here's, I was quoting a line. Yeah, but something taken out of context 6 years later, nobody remembers that movie or whatever you were citing. They just read it now and go, nope, not going to give you a job. Like all that. So that's what I think. Like if you've got kids, to be able to say the things you're, you know, the things you play with in high school are going to play with you as an adult. And I don't just mean the things you tweet in high school. I mean the things that you're doing right now, like, you're not going to just shake those off. They're not just going to go away. You know, there's some severe consequences to all these things. And every day we're waking up to news about people doing something dumb online or getting caught or getting found out. And man, if these are adults doing that, if these are... wives of, you know, vice presidents of basketball operation, you know, like high level CEO type roles, or, you know, huge superstar actor, actress making these mistakes, your kids are bound to make them as well. And so I'd just be cautious, like what you give them access to, what you allow them to do without your supervision. You know, who's contacting them? Who are they communicating with? And just be aware that, like, you're just trying to, I think, be reactive in this case. Whoever asked this question, oh, I'm trying to find this photo. Man, the bigger question, the better solution is, I'm trying to figure out how to have this conversation. And I think the more conversations you can have, the better you guys are going to be, the better your kids are going to be. Update on little Tay. My son just told me, Dad, little Tay's gone. And I don't know. And so who, I'm going to claim it. Just joking. She was on Good Morning America with a huge platform. And somebody probably got ticked and said, this girl needs to go away. So her profile's still there with no posts. So they didn't block her username, which Instagram's weird. Like, to me, if you have rules that say 13-year-olds, you need to be 13, but you're 9, and you said on national TV, you're running the account, not my mom, why wouldn't Instagram just say, see ya, bye? But for some reason, everything's deleted. That's the latest update on her. Maybe her mom came to her senses. Gosh, that mom was so dumb. So dumb. Like, go watch that interview again, Lil Tay on Good Morning America, and just know, like, that's a high chance that you're that mom, that you're that dad. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that just to be truthful, that, like, your daughter, your son could be doing those things with you sitting there going, she's a straight A student. I have an honor roll sticker on the back of my car, but have no clue of what she's really doing or what he's really doing. Get involved, pay attention, be proactive instead of reactive. And I wouldn't keep chasing, you know, bad behavior or speculating that something happened or wondering. Yeah, I mean, you could be asking me, and that's great, but, man, put yourself face-to-face with your kid, with your spouse, and have those kind of conversations, because that's going to get to the bottom of it way more than anything else. That's all I got. Hit me back if you got any questions. Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.